AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's halftime here at Harper Creek Stadium as the Hall of Fame induction ceremony gets underway underneath us. Harper Creek with a 16-6 lead over the Coldwater Cardinals. The halftime report is brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater, call 278-6960. While we're here, we might as well talk about the newest inductees to Harper Creek's Hall of Fame class. They're sixth. Trevor Schultz in the class of 2003, 12 varsity letters, all state in two sports, team captains in five different seasons, track and football, and wrestling. Joel Smith in the class of 2001, standout in football and baseball. David Weaver from the class of 82, football and wrestling. Mark Harris in class of 1972, track, football and wrestling. Patty Shannon from the class of 1978, basketball and golf. Matt Sackrider, class of 2002, cross country and track. And former golf coaches John Peruzzi from the girls' golf program, and Mike Ott from the boys' golf program. John Peruzzi also being honored for being the longtime voice of the Beavers here on the football field.
40-some years, I heard somebody say earlier. So congratulations to all of those inductees into the Harper Hall of Fame.
Of course, this is the sixth Hall of Fame induction class. I'm not sure how long Coldwater has had their Hall of Fame going. It has to have been quite a long time.
I have to ask Quinn about that. Probably have some idea about that.
But, of course, Coldwater has done it for an awful long time, and look for another induction class coming up this winter during the basketball season. We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break, bring you this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, as John Johnson remembers former MHSAA Executive Director Al Bush. Then back here with a staff and the scoring summary, and the unveiling of this year's homecoming court for Coldwater High School. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WCBB.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
Remembering a servant leader. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
One of the things you can judge the stability of an organization over the long haul is instability in its leadership. The Michigan High School Athletic Association, in its nearly 90 years of existence, has had only four full-time executive directors. And it's in that stability at the top that the organization has been able to effectively assist schools in their day-to-day administration of their educational athletic programs. Last week, one of those servant leaders was laid to rest. Alan W. Bush, who served as the second executive director of the MHSAA from 1968 to 1978, died in Traverse City at the age of 90. Bush, a Western Michigan University graduate and former Marine who served in both World War II and the Korean War, joined the staff as an assistant director in 1960, and 8 years later ascended to the director's position after the legendary Charles E. Forsythe, who guided the association from 1931 to 1968, retired. They say it's hard to follow a legend, but Bush made his own mark, and he made it significantly during his tenure. The MHSAA was ahead of the curve when it came to establishing athletic opportunities for girls. In fact, the association started offering tournaments for girls 4 years before Title IX came along. Bush was a big part of that movement that expanded opportunities, taking athletics for our girls from the occasional field day to statewide tournaments and everything that came with it. By the time he was retired, the association had 9 sports in which it conducted competition for girls, and 8 of them launched before Title IX. The MHSAA football playoffs, which began in 1975, were preceded by a paper playoff the year before, and the base structure of the formula by which playoff point averages were determined is still in place as the 39th edition of the playoffs approach next month. Bush also expanded other boys' sports opportunities as the MHSAA added statewide tournaments in baseball, ice hockey, and skiing during his tenure. Bush also had a national impact on school sports as a frequent contributor to the National Federation of State High School Associations, where he chaired a committee to write the first ever high school rules book for swimming and diving. The MHSAA commemorates his achievements annually through the Bush Award, which is bestowed to an administrator, coach, official, trainer, doctor, or member of the media who has had at least 15 years of experience in Michigan interscholastic athletics with unusually frequent and significant contributions to the MHSAA. Prior to coming to the MHSAA, Bush was a teacher, coach, and administrator at 4 different high schools, including Old University High in Kalamazoo, which he attended prior to going to college at Western Michigan, where he was a team captain and most valuable player in football. Al Bush's contributions to high school sports were well summarized by the association's late historian, Dick Kishbaugh, who said, "Through all of these varied and complex changes, the MHSAA has met its commitment to a high standard of excellence. Al Bush is fallible, as we all are, but he need make no apologies. The accomplishments speak for themselves." Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
You have your pick of places when you eat out, so why would you pick Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater? There are so many reasons. For example, when you stop by Sunday through Wednesday, you get a free appetizer with the purchase of any 2 entrees. Plus, kids eat free with the purchase of 2 entrees on those same days. Then there are weekly specials like grilled tenderloin tip kebabs, classic Caesar salad, herb-crusted chicken, and more. You can even eat out on the patio at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 on Fridays and Saturdays.
Whether it's keeping you warm during the winter, helping you get dinner on the table, or making sure your shower is warm in the morning. For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas has made your comfort their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekontcha, 517-767-3502, or visit them on the web at nottawagas.com.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not, no matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal, and now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass, weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Harper Creek Stadium. It is the Harper Creek Beavers with a 16-6 lead over the Coldwater Cardinals. And here is how they score it. I got to use your cough button for once. How about that?
All right.
Beavers got the ball first, and they scored first on a drive that took 15 plays, 64 yards, and 6:51 off the clock. The scoring play was a 20-yard pass from Trevor Johnson to Brody Taylor, coming with 5:09 left in the first quarter. The PAT kick was good by Mickey Berea, making it 7-0 Beavers. That was your score after one quarter. Next Beaver score actually came on the heels of a tremendous 44-yard punt by Zach Castolan, which the Beavers were able to pin the Cardinals to the one-yard line. Cooper Murphy was tackled in the end zone for a safety at the 3:42 mark, making it 9-0. And then on the ensuing free kick, it was a five-play, 45-yard drive, taking a minute 57. Trenton Pruitt with a 9-yard touchdown run, coming with a minute 45 left in the second quarter. A PAT kick by Mickey Berea was good, making it 16-0. But the Cardinals were able to get the ball back with about 21 seconds left to play in the half following a fumble recovery, a four-play, 57-yard drive. Biggest play of that drive was a 31-yard pass to Ryan Hadley from Luke Vickhuizen. Cooper Murphy with the touchdown run of 4 yards as time expired. They attempted the two-point conversion, but Cooper Murphy was literally inches shy of the goal line. So there's your score at the half, 16-6. Beavers lead the Cardinals.
Well, on that first scoring drive for Harper Creek, Sean, the defensive holding penalty really hurt the Cardinals there because that came at a very, on a third down play, and Harper accepted the penalty, obviously, and instead of being 4th and 12 to go, it was 3rd and 2 now after the penalty, and Harper was able to convert and went on to score. So that penalty really hurt the Cardinals, but it was really nice to see the Cardinals bounce back the way they did after Harper had scored with 1:45 to go, and Coldwater got the ball back and marched the ball down the field. They passed it. They ran it, and as you mentioned, the big pass play before the score was a 31-yarder from Vickhuizen to Ryan Hadley. And then Cooper Murphy able to corral the pass from Vickhuizen to score the touchdown, but the two-point conversion fell just short. So there we are, 16-6 at the half. So big boost for the Cardinals, though, going into the halftime locker room, but picking up that score just before the halftime buzzer sounded.
Harper Creek had 10 first downs in the first half, Coldwater 7. 19 plays on the ground for Coldwater for 57 yards. 21 plays on the ground for 72 yards for Harper Creek. Passing yardage, 69 for the Beavers, 58 for the Cardinals. So in total offense, 26 plays, 115 yards for Coldwater. 36 plays, 141 yards for the Beavers. One interception return for 6 yards for Coldwater. I stand corrected, that was an interception, but it was a turnover nonetheless. One fumble by the Cardinals, recovered by the Beavers. Penalty yardage, 3 for 15 yards for Coldwater, 2 for 25 yards for Harper Creek. Time of possession for the Beavers, 14-16 for the Cardinals, 9:03. Statistical leaders, Cooper Murphy for the Cardinals, 9 carries, 48 yards net. And he did have the touchdown on the pass play. Ryan Garrett, 4 runs for 4 yards. Net. Luke Beckhusen, 3 carries for 3 yards. Net. Luke Stempien, 3 carries for 2 yards. Net. Luke Beckhusen, 4 of 7 passing, 58 yards. 1 touchdown, no interception. Ryan Hanley, 131-yard catch. Luke Stempien, 113-yard catch. Frank Garrett, 110-yard catch. And it was Cooper Murphy with a 4-yard catch. He's being credited for by Coldwater statistician Brady Duke, opposite way from us. Colin Wark punting, 2 punts, 39 yards, average 19.5 yards per punt. On the Harper Creek side of the ball, Trenton Pruitt leading the way, 6 carries, 30 yards, and a touchdown. Brandon Hudson, 5 carries for 15 yards. Trevor Johnson carrying 3 times for 14 yards. And Anthony McNichol, 7 carries for 13 yards. Johnson passing, 7 of 15, 69 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Brody Taylor, 3 catches for 43 yards, and one of the Beavers scores. Mickey Berea, 3 catches for 23 yards. And someone else, his name is Hayes. There we go, found him. Noah Hayes, a 1 3-yard catch. Zach Testolan, 2 punts, 84 yards, longest, 44, averaging 42 yards per punt. On the defensive side of the ball, let's take a look here. Got Zach Meester with 4 tackles, Ryan Hadley with 3, Logan Taggart with 4 total, Tyler Rankin with 4, Darian Bradley with 3, Chris Vandenhout with 4, Joel Jepson with 3, so pretty active on the defense for the Cardinals. Jake Bishop for Harper Creek with 3, Trenton Pruitt with 4, Brody Taylor with 3, Chet Monowick with 3, Brandon Hudson with 3. So really, relatively even for both the Cardinals and the Beavers.
Yeah, a little more time of possession for Harper Creek as a result of their steady drives, if you will. But other than that, everything pretty much even, like you said, Sean. And other than the score, Harper Creek able to put up 10 more points than the Cardinals there in the first half. But nice effort by the Cardinals, defense playing pretty well. And the thing that's really been impressive, though, is the way Luke Beckhusen seems to be stepping into his role. Had a couple of nice rushes out there. He's got, according to Dave Van Giesen from Harper Creek, 2 carries for 10 yards, and then 4 of 8 on the passing side for 57 yards. No interceptions and 1 TD. So the young sophomore, again, trying to is asserting himself out there at that quarterback position, and look for better things to come from him for the rest of the year.
Bring you some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard before we reveal the members of the Coldwater High School homecoming court. At the half, Niles leading Kalamazoo Central 12-7. At the half, Battle Creek Lakeview hosting Battle Creek while they're playing Battle Creek Central at CW Post, and the Spartans with a 34-0 lead halfway toward another game that they've gone unscored upon.
Yeah, they're doing very well. Lakeview's got it rolling this year, no doubt about that.
Lumen Christi leading Charlotte at the half, 27-0. Again, those are two teams that are going to be in the new league that Coldwater and Harper Creek will be in next year. And another team that is going to be in that league, the Mounties of Jackson Northwest, trailing Eaton Rapids 17-7 near the end of the first half.
I was reading about that game in the Jackson Citizen Patriot this week, and they expected that to be a battle up there between those two schools.
And it is now a halftime score, the Greyhounds 17 and the Northwest Mounties 7.
I got a couple of scores for you, too, when you get a chance.
Oh, as I see some more of the scores, that's now 28-7, Olivet leading Kalamazoo Hackett, that game being played in Kalamazoo. Portage Central and Stevensville Lakeshore now tied at 21-all. The battle for the Little Brown Jug, we've got a score, Union City 21, Athens nothing.
Well, I had 14-0, Union City at the half. And now also an update from the Sturgis-Marshall game. Marshall up 18-14 at the half over Sturgis.
Now then, on to the business at hand of the announcement of the Coldwater High School homecoming court. It was read during 6 hour today. And the members of the freshman court in the class of 2017, Jenna Beckhusen and Eric Bach, also Megan Lefford and Sam DeMeester. In the class of 2016, Maggie Poole and Dylan Doty. Also, Allie Van Stone and Kevin Rodriguez. From the class of 2015, Natalie Borden and Zach DeMeester, Carissa Harrell and Logan Taggart. And from the class of 2014, the senior class, which has won homecoming the last 3 years and are going for the ultra-rare four-peat this year. We got Morgan Klein and Brady Duke, Sierra Neal and Ben Hicks, Katie Neff and Josh Norton, Kayla Spurbeck and Tristan Oberlin, and Anna Wendorf and Justin Potoff.
Well, congratulations to all of those young folks for being named to the Coldwater 2013 homecoming court.
Well, you're apart right there, 2013-14.
But anyway, quite an honor for all of those young men and women. So we wish them all well, and hopefully they'll enjoy all the homecoming festivities coming up at Coldwater High School this week.
Well, there's painting the town red, downtown Coldwater, on Monday, and a Cardinal change drive. There's going to be the class games involved, including the Powder Puff football game between the juniors and seniors next Tuesday, plus boys volleyball.
Oh.
I'm getting myself involved in both of those.
Good.
I may not have any idea what I'm getting myself into, but we'll see what happens.
What night is the boys volleyball?
The same night as the Powder Puff football game, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. Okay.
Third quarter about to get underway. Harper Creek moving from right to left. Coldwater from left to what? Right. Harper Creek did win the toss earlier and elected to receive the ball, so Coldwater will get it here to start the second half. And that wound up being a pretty good decision for the Beavers once you consider the 16-6 score that's up there on the board for the Beavers.
Yeah, they moved right down the field on their first possession and maintained possession of that ball for 6 minutes and 51 seconds.
Here comes Zach Kestolen's kickoff, and Cooper Murphy and Brian Garrett watch it sail into the end zone.
Not only does he have a good foot for punting, but he has a great leg for kickoffs, too.
First and 10, Cardinals from their 20-yard line as we get the second half underway from here at Harper Creek.
Well, we'll see if the Cardinals continue to diversify their offense, if you will, here at the start of the second half. Nice to see him put the ball up in the air a little bit. As Coach Scorfar talked about in his pregame interview with you, getting a little more comfortable with Luke Beckhusen at the helm. So we're ready to go here for half number two.
Beckhusen is under center. And the handoff going on the right side of the line on the counter. Was that Garrett?
Yes, it was.
He was the man in the middle. The other running back, Stempion and Murphy, are slots on either side of the O-line.
Gain of about 3 for Bryant Garrett.
Which has been about par for the course for him.
Yeah, he's had a little tough going tonight. It's 4 attempts for 7 yards coming into the second half here.
Two receivers now split to the right side. Beckhusen again under center. The lone running back is Garrett. Beckhusen going to pass, rolling to the right side. And it's caught by Cooper Murphy at the 45. And he's up his feet at the 50 into the 40. Breaking cover, tackled finally. A diving grab at the 30-yard line by Harper Creek's Anthony McNichols. A touchdown-saving grab there.
Cooper Murphy with a nice reception, catch and run. Puts Coldwater on the Harper Creek 30.
Just 51 seconds into the third quarter here.
The Cardinals striking fast.
Sending my well wishes to Harper Creek baseball coach and junior varsity football coach Chad Deschamps, one of our hosts here in the press box at Harper Creek. First and 10 Coldwater from the Beaver 30-yard line. Same. And it's Garrett. On a big hole up the middle of the line, and he stopped at the 24. Good 6-yard gain there for Bryant.
Nice run by Bryant Garrett. Good job by the offensive line. Opening that hole for him.
In the underclassmen game last night, it was a sweep for the Beavers, winning the freshman game 20-14. And Coach Chad Dishaw's JV Beaver squad beat the Cardinals 50-0.
Well, good game for the JV Beavers, obviously. A tough night for the Cardinals.
Now the Cardinals switch to the Wildcat on 2nd and 4. Direct snap goes to Cooper Murphy running behind his blockers, and he's swarmed under for a yard loss.
Trenton Pruitt came on the blitz from the right side and was able to track down Garrett.
3rd and 5 coming up for the Cardinals. 10 minutes left to play in the third quarter. The Cardinals want to add some points on the board. They trail by 10 right now.
loss of a couple of yards on the play for the Cardinals.
Pretty good crowd from Coldwater opposite way from us. Of course, some of them are sitting under a small tent that's erected near the press box. Beck Hughes back under center, rolling to the right of the path. Instead, he'll throw to the left, looking for a receiver, and it is knocked away in the end zone.
Good effort out there. Looked like that was Stempe in.
It was.
Great effort by Luke. Got that right that time. Well defended, though, by the Harper Creek Beavers.
See what the Cardinals have to do here. That is Blaze Watson.
Yep, he's on. Well, what will be a 42-yard attempt?
Ball's on the left hash mark.
Boy, this would be huge if it could go through.
It's got the hype, and good.
Blaze Watson drills a 42-yard field goal for the Cardinals.
Better save some of that strength for the Kalamazoo Central Tournament tomorrow there, Blaze.
It is now 16-9 in favor of Harper Creek, so the Cardinals back to within a touchdown of the Beavers. Here to start the second half.
9:28 left in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Nice to see Blaze Watson get his first field goal of the season.
Nice to see the first one, and he had plenty of leg on that. He probably could have kicked that from over 50 yards. So the Cardinals strike first here in the second half with the 42-yard field goal from Blaze Watson. He's out there to handle the kicking duties now.
Bounced off a Beaver player and taking another couple of bounces, picked up at the 18-yard line on the run, and the Cardinals finally swarm him. Oh, he broke those tackles. Finally, they get him at the 30.
That was McNichols, and you got to get him low. He's too slippery. The Cardinals trying to tackle him up high, and he was able to break loose of a couple of those tackles that the Cardinals thought they had.
Well, Trevor Johnson and company will set up shot. They will spot it at the 29-yard line.
That'll be nice for the Cardinal defense to come up with nice defensive stops here to start out this third quarter defensively with Coldwater.
Trevor Johnson under the eye. Two running backs behind him. And it goes right up the middle to the 35-yard line. Brandon Hudson, the ball carrier for the Royal Blue and White.
The yards that he's picked up tonight have been pretty tough yards. Other than the touchdown where he walked in relatively unscathed.
8:54 left to play in the third quarter. 16-9. Beavers up by 7.
Second and 4 for the Beavers.
Johnson, the 3-step drop back, and finds Brody Taylor open at the 40-yard line. Dropped right there by the Cardinals, but enough for the first down on the tackle. Stephen Seltzer. Stephen Seltzer. Double one, not single one. Duly noted.
The way it looked to me, Seltzer might have had a chance to go for the pick, but if he went for the pick and missed, probably would have been a touchdown Harper Creek.
From the WTVB scoreboard, top the fourth inning at Comerica Park, the Tigers all over the White Sox, 7-1.
All right, Tigers.
First and 10, handoff goes up the middle. Nice hole in the middle being opened up by the Harper Creek O-line, this time for Brandon Hudson once again. 5-yard gainers on first down.
Second and 5 now for the Beavers.
Back to the WTVB scoreboard once again, and it's looking like a shootout between Lakeshore and Portage Northern. the Huskies lead the Lancers 28-21 in the third quarter.
Well, back and forth, that game is gone.
16-9 Beavers here, and the handoff goes once again up the middle to Brandon Hudson. Stopped at about the 49-yard line, short of midfield. Third and short coming up for the Beavers.
3 yards that time for Hudson. Cardinals have been pretty much able to contain Anthony Nichols, McNichols, the leading rusher for the Beavers.
You got to keep an eye on the other guys like Pruitt and Hudson.
Oh, yeah. Hudson's been doing a nice job tonight for Harper Creek.
Third and three.
Oh, there goes McNichols. I spoke too soon.
No, that's Trenton Pruitt to the 10, to the 5, forced out of bounds at about the 1 yard line. Came out of that pile and found a lot of daylight near the right sideline.
Yeah. Way too much daylight on that side.
He'll be spotted out of bounds at the 5 yard line. First and goal, though, for the Beavers. They're knocking on the door once again with 7 minutes left in the third. Already up a touchdown, 16-9.
And here come the big linemen for Harper Creek.
Oh, yes. Chad Monowek coming in.
And Caleb Maston, the lone sophomore on the team.
Maston at 282 and Monowek at 248. This is your literal jumbo package right here for the Beavers.
First and goal from the 5.
And it's going to be through it, wide open on the right side, and a touchdown.
Just waltzed into the end zone there. Harper Creek tacks on another 6. They are now up 22-9 at the 6:57 mark of the third quarter.
Just a PAT kick away from making it 23-9. Out comes Mickey Berea.
Berea to kick, and Trevor Johnson, the quarterback, to hold.
Of course, when you have that happening, you have to be kind of wary of the potential for a fake. Not going to happen here.
Nope.
Berea flips the uprights. It's now 23-9 Beavers with 6:57 left in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Different people like to work out at different times, which is why it works out to belong to Anytime Fitness in Coldwater. The secure facility is open anytime, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, with top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options. Plus, your membership is good at 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. Now is the time to get back in shape with back-to-school specials all month long at Anytime Fitness. Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
23 for the Harper Creek Beavers, 9 for the Coldwater Cardinals with 6:57 left to play in the third quarter. Get a scoring update from the Quincy Jonesville game momentarily. Thanks to our correspondent there. It is a halftime score. Jonesville leading Quincy just by a 16-0 tally right now.
Well,
Quincy holding their own despite Chase Cook bowing out with an injury.
Yeah, I think he has a separated shoulder, if I'm not mistaken.
Here comes Testolan's kickoff. This time the Cardinals will field it at the 5-yard line, running up to the 20, trying to find a seam. Cooper Murphy busts it outside to the 35-41 guy to beat, and he takes Bishop pay for it as they get near the 49-yard line.
Great return by Cooper Murphy, and the Cardinals puts them in good field position. See if the Cardinals can march down the field here now and tack up another score. Going to be first and 10 for the Cardinals from their own 49-yard line.
23-9 Beavers leading, but certainly not the blowout that we've seen out of these Harper Creek Coldwater games the past several years.
Well, very hard-fought battle between these two.
Two receivers to the right side, Luke Beck Hewson under center, and it is going to go to Garrett. Puts it free to the 40, to the 35, spin move to the 30, first down for the Cardinals as he's brought down at the 29.
Nice run by Brian Garrett. Big hole opened on the right side by the Coldwater offensive line. Garrett did a little bit of helping himself there with a nice little spin move to pick up another 4 or 5 yards.
Bradley, Jepson, Truex, Sowers, and Taggart, your starting O-line, doing a heck of a job here. They're getting more comfortable with things here in the second half. First and 10 Coldwater from the Harper Creek 28-yard line.
6:24 to go in the third quarter.
Beck Hughes under center. It goes with a slot back on the right side, cutting up to the left. That's Cooper Murphy. The Beavers figure that one out and only gave him about two or three.
Yeah, Murphy got slowed down by one, and another Beaver came on and finished him off.
He only gave him one on the play, second and nine. As we're under 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter, 5:51 and counting to be more precise. Cardinals break the huddle with 12 on the play clock. Ryan Hanley, receiver to the left side. Luke Beck using under center. Going to pass, looking for a safety valve. Caught by Stampion at the 20-yard line. He was the slot back on the left side, and he catches the pass. It's going to be third and short coming up.
Just looks to be about 2 yards short of that first down mark.
The marker is on the 20. The first yard stick is on the 18.
So third and two for Coldwater.
Same formation. Luke Murphy, the slot back to the right, and Luke Stempion, the slot back to the left. Beavers jumping on the defensive back line. The handoff to Cooper Murphy. First down, and he runs out of bounds near the 15.
Good job by Cooper Murphy getting to the outside, picking up those yards for the first down for the Cardinals. The chains move again.
Let's see how the Cardinals perform here in the red zone.
Well, it's very critical right now. They're down 23-9. Yep.
23-9, the current score, with 5:26 left to play in quarter number three from here at Harper Creek.
A touchdown here puts a little pressure on the Beavers if the Cardinals can do that.
Same formation, Beck Hughes and under center. Handoff went to Brian.
Beck Hughes and kept it.
Kept it. It's quite a fake that Beck Hughes and the sophomore ran, who looked like he gave it to Brian Garrett, but pulled it out at the possible last minute and got about three or four out of that.
And he had Cooper Murphy out there as a little safety valve on the option run. Beck Hughes chose to cut it back up, picked up four for the Cardinals. Now second and six.
Under 5 minutes now left to play in the third quarter. Another typical Coldwater clock-consuming drive. Changing things up with a slot back to the right side. Hanley, a receiver on the right side. The handoff goes up the middle. Garrett fighting forward to the near the first down marker. It's close. Looks like the ball's going to be spotted at the 6.5 yard line. The first down marker is at the 6. It's going to be third and short.
Yep. About 3.5 yards right now.
Ryan Hadley, the receiver, now on the left side, back to Coldwater's regular formation. Beck Hughes under center. He's going to keep it. And looks like, does he get enough for the first down?
I think he did. Forward progress should be marked. Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 6 yard line. Probably might have to have a measurement here.
And here it comes.
Yep.
You called it.
Well, even if they're short, the Cardinals will go for it, I'm sure. Be nice to see them get that first down and have four cracks at that end zone from this distance.
Midway through the third quarter, as we check the WTVB scoreboard, Niles leading Kalamazoo Central 20-7.
First down
and goal for Coldwater.
Beautiful. Ball sits on about the 6 yard line, so it's going to be first and goal for the 6 for the Coldwater Cardinals. They're down 23-9 right now to Harper Creek with 3:58 to go in the third quarter.
Here's an interesting score on the WTVB scoreboard. Buchanan, who is going to be in the new conference that Brompton will join next year, trailing Sparta 33-21.
Wow.
To the Wildcat formation, goes to Cooper Murphy, left side, and does he get into the end zone?
No call yet.
They're saying up here in the press box a fumble, and the Beavers are covered.
Oh, devastating fumble for the Cardinals. Knocking on the door. Luke Peck using pleading his case to the officials, but
the fumble was recovered in the end zone. The end result will be a touchback. The Beavers will start the drive first and 10 from the 20.
Jeff Skorpar voicing his displeasure with the call.
Anthony McNichols credited with a fumble recovery in the end zone. Wow.
Kidding. Boy, talk about taking the wind out of your sails. Cardinals looked like they were going to be able to close to within one touchdown of Harper Creek, but second fumble loss tonight by the Cardinals is very costly.
First and 10 Beavers from their 20-yard line. Trevor Johnson under center. The handoff left side of the line. Broke Chris Vandenhout's tackle. That's Anthony McNichols still on his feet. Runs out of bounds past the 30.
Well, Chris did a good job of coming up and trying to stop McNichols, but again,
tackled low.
He tackled up high. You got to go low on him.
Tried going low, and he just slipped that tackle. First and 10 Beavers. The ball at the 30-yard line. 10 yards on the run by McNichols. Clock stop, 3:34 left in the third quarter. The Beavers already up 23-9, two-touchdown lead. Trevor Johnson under center, I formation. Berea and Taylor, the wide receivers, but it's going to go to the fullback. Pressing about 35.5 line.
That's again tough for the Creek Beavers.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include a chicken strip bacon Swiss sandwich with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Flag.
Brandon Hudson running the ball up to the 45-yard line. The flag was thrown at the end of the play, thinking it might be a face mask against the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
It is a face mask against the Cardinals.
Cardinals also thought they came up with a fumble recovery there at the end of that play, but officials ruled that the ball had already been down.
Well, this is a big penalty for the Cardinals. This is a 15-yarder on the face mask penalty. Mark it off from the end of the run. It was good enough to give the Beavers a first down. They put the ball down at the Cardinal 39 after the 15-yard mark off.
Another penalty that really hurt the Cards at a critical moment in the game.
2:48 left to play in the third quarter, 23-9. Beavers up two touchdowns, and they're in business once again. Trevor Johnson under center. It goes this time to Jake Bishop, and the Cardinals swarm him under at the 40.
One Cardinal got him in the backfield, and the rest of the Cardinals finished him off. Meester with the tackle, credited with the tackle on that play.
Also, I guess it gives credit to Logan Taggart in there for the assist. Second and 11 following the yard loss on the play. Taylor receiver to the left side, Berea to the right, or Berea to the left and Taylor to the right. And the pass goes to Mickey Berea, catches at the 35. Only the touchdown-saving tackle by Sean Ranky prevents him from scoring, but it's good enough for another Harbor Creek first down.
I think when Coach Korfmeyer looks at the tape of this game, they're going to address some tackling issues. Two Cardinal defenders appeared to have Berea stopped right there, but again, he was able to slip the grip and picked up significant yards and a first down for Harbor Creek.
First and 10, Beavers from the Coldwater 24-yard line. Again, the Beavers lead by two touchdowns. Could easily be a three-touchdown lead by the end of the quarter, the way the Beavers have been marching down the field, aided by the Cardinal penalties. Goes up the middle. That's Trenton through a break three. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's to the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Creek.
Boy, what a
you're talking about all the missed tackles that the Cardinals have there.
Yeah, again, you know, Coach Korfmeyer and his staff will address that issue, I'm sure, during practice this week. Early in practice this week, but Harbor Creek with an 80-yard drive culminated by the run by Trent Pruitt to the end zone. They are up now 29-9 over the Cardinals with Berea on to attempt the extra point again for Harbor Creek.
Score coming with a minute 26 left to play in the third quarter. Snap, a hold, and once again through the uprights, 30-9, Beavers, with a minute 26 left in the third quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Dang. That hurt.
We're not in break yet.
Who will tailgate anywhere? The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer. The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
24-yard touchdown run by Trenton Pruitt, his third score of the game. 30-9, Beavers leading the Cardinals.
Well, Ed Greenman's got a whole bevy of backs that they've utilized tonight. Once
again on the kickoff, Cooper Murphy will watch Zach Testolan's kick sail into the end zone. First and 10 Coldwater from their 20. With 11:16 left in the fourth quarter as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard, Portage Central now with a 2-touchdown lead over Stevensville Lakeshore, 35-21.
And at the end of three over in Sturgis, Sturgis now back on top of Marshall, 28-18.
Two receivers to the right side, Beck Hewson under center. It is going to be a handoff to Cooper Murphy up to the 20, and that's it. Brandon Hubman in on the tackle. No, really, more so than in recent years, a lot of these Beaver players are going both ways.
Yeah, a lot of them are out there playing offense and defense.
And doing a pretty darn good job at both ends of the ball, too.
Going to be some tired boys, though, by the end of the night.
Under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Short yard gain there for Cooper Murphy, 2nd and 9 coming up. Beck Hewson rolling to pass, one pump fake, looking left side, got a receiver open. No, he doesn't. It was broken up at the 45-yard line by Brandon Hudson, Luke Stempion, the intended receiver.
Luke Stempien actually did a good job of not allowing Hudson to intercept that pass. The ball a little bit underthrown by Beck Hewson. Hudson and Stempien both had to come back for the ball, and Luke wrapped his arms around Hudson and stripped the ball away.
So if he can't catch the ball, you make darn sure that the other guy doesn't.
Absolutely.
Third and nine, the clock stops with 41.9 seconds left in the third quarter. 30-9, Beavers. Beck Hewson throwing back to pass. There's pressure. He finds a safety valve to the 35. Stumbles to the 39-40-yard line. Garrett gives him a first down. The ball will be spotted at the 38.
Cardinals did a beautiful job of setting up that screen for Garrett. They let the defensive line of Harper Creek get through and had his line of blockers filled in front of him. And Brian Garrett picks up a nice gain for another Cardinal first down.
On the WTVB scoreboard, Olivet having all sorts of fun at Kalamazoo Hackett. 7:42 left in the game. The Eagles lead the Irish 42-7. Final play of the first quarter. First and 10, Beck Hewson going to pass and finds, looking for Cooper Murphy, but he cut up to the left side as the ball sailed to his right.
Yeah, Cardinals got lucky there. There were a whole passel full of Beavers around that football.
You know what I said last night on the PA? A dam full of Beavers. And that was the correct terminology of a Beaver hutch.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Just like in a couple of weeks, I might be calling a castle full of knights for the JV game.
There you go. Second and 10 for the Cardinals from the 38 of their own.
11.8 seconds left in the quarter, and the flags come out just as Beck Hewson receives the snap.
A legal procedure. False start on the Cardinals.
You start to get the sense that the boys think that things are imploding around them a little bit?
Well, not yet. You know, they realize that they had a great opportunity that slipped through their hands with a fumble down there at the goal line into the end zone. And then Harper comes back and marches right down the field. So, you know, they were that close, you know, to making it a one-touchdown game instead of what is now a three-touchdown game.
Second and 15. Beck Hewson under center, one receiver to the left, two to the right. Beck Hewson dropping the pass. Here comes the blitz. Gets away from that, throws the ball up in the air, and it's caught at the 42-yard line by Luke Stempien.
Actually, Zach DeMeester.
Zach DeMeester. Okay, I see that now.
He did a great job of hanging on to that football because he took a pop.
Third and about six coming up for Coldwater when we resume action after this one-minute break, 30-9, Harper Creek on top of Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Weather is keeping you warm during the winter, helping you get dinner on the table, or making sure your shower is warm in the morning. For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas has made your comfort their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekontcha, 517-767-3502, or visit them on the web at nottawagas.com.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, we mentioned the shootout between Portage Central and Stevensville Lakeshore. The Mustangs now lead the Lancers 35-28 in the fourth quarter.
Well, two awfully good football teams there, Sean. Doing battle tonight on the west side of the state.
First play of the fourth quarter, third and five for Coldwater from the 43-yard line. Beck Hewson hands the ball off, and there is nothing doing for the ball runner.
Looks like Garrett at the bottom of the pile there, I believe.
Running a sweep to the left side, and that play, the Beavers weren't fooled by that one.
Well, actually, that was Cooper Murphy.
Cooper Murphy. Duly noted. Oh, it's a final from CW Post Field. Lakeview remains unscored upon this season, the Spartans beating the Bearcats 40-0.
Well, the Lakeview Spartans continue to roll.
Alton Work back to punt, standing at his 29-yard line. Gets some good protection. High end over end kick. It's going to bounce at the 39-yard line. Take a Cardinal bounce down at the 30.
So Harper Creek with their first shot here in the fourth quarter now. Cardinals trailing 30-9 to the Harper Creek Beavers.
11:10 left to play in the fourth quarter from here at Harper Creek.
Cardinals were down by 14, 23-9, knocking on the door of the goal line and fumbled the ball in the end zone. Harper Creek got it back, marched right down the field, and now they have a 3-touchdown lead instead of what could have been just a 1-touchdown lead for the Beavers.
Two receivers on the left side, eye formation. Trevor Johnson hands off to the deep guy in the anemic. Close to first down. Got good yards out of that.
He's running a little better in the second half for him and the Beavers.
Back at you. Let's see the Cardinal football. TVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
A run that would have given the Harper Creek Beavers first down, negated by a false start penalty. So we'll do this again with 10:22 left in the third quarter, 30-9, Beavers leading the Coldwater Cardinals. It's going to be 2nd and 7 from the 33.
10:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Harper Creek on top, 30-9.
Got to give props to the Cardinal Spirit Tree team opposite way from us. They haven't let their daubers down yet.
Oh, absolutely not. Always keep trying to keep the team and the fans fired up.
Trevor Johnson under center. The pitch goes to the 25-yard line, out to the 40. That is Anthony McNichols to midfield and flags at the end of the play. And another one.
I think he just brought it up a little bit closer to the where the play was at.
And to add insult to injury, slow to get up is one of the Cardinals.
Number 65, Randy Brown. See what the call is.
Pass interference against.
Illegal block in the back.
And a face mask against Coldwater. Those 15-yard penalties offset, and we'll replay the second down.
Well, that part is good.
Well, yes.
The Cardinals catch a break there. Nice run by McNichols, negated by the offsetting penalties. Harper's going to have a do-over now on 2nd and 7.
In the fourth quarter, St. Joe now leading Portage Northern 17-10.
That should be another good game that will go down to the wire.
2nd and 7 once again for the Beavers with 9:40 left in the fourth quarter. Johnson going back to pass. Got a guy open way deep on the left sideline. Mickey Berea was once again overthrown by a little bit. A little too much air on that ball for Berea.
And Johnson's put it on his wrong shoulder a couple of times tonight.
3rd and 7 coming up for the Beavers. Trevor Johnson under center. One receiver to the left, two to the right. Lone running back behind him. And the pitch goes to that running back, McNichols, up to the 38-yard line before being stopped by the Cardinals.
Brian Hadley with the tackle for Coldwater.
4th and 2, not wanting to run up the score anymore. The Beavers will send Zach Kestolen to punt the ball away.
Probably a prudent move for Ed Greenman and the Harper Creek Beavers.
Vandenhout going back deep to receive a punt.
Up by 21 points.
So is Zach Meester.
Don't want to take the chance of turning the ball back over to Coldwater on 4th down inside the 50.
Another tremendous high spiral punt by Testolan. That's Luke Stampion. He'll let it bounce into the end zone.
My, oh my, that was a 62-yard punt.
There aren't that many high schoolers that can do that with consistency.
62 yards. Update from the battle for the Little Brown Jug. Union City up 27-0 over Athens. 5:34 to go in the game.
No, it's looking like the Little Brown Jug will stay in the Union City Trophy case for another year.
Yep, at least so. Good job to Coach Chris Davis and the Chargers.
1st and 10, Coldwater from their 20-yard line. Luke Beckhues in under center. Brian Hadley, receiver to the left side.
And that's way for
no one.
For Creek Beavers. Brian Garrett, the ball carrier, loses about 2 on that carry.
How about some Wolverine Conference scores as we check out the WTVD scoreboard?
Got anything on playing well in Otsego?
Unfortunately, that's one that I don't have yet, but I do have a final score between Edwardsburg and South Haven. The Eddies 42, the Rams nothing.
Edwardsburg, nice athletic program over there.
Berrien Springs with a 14-12 lead over Dowagiac in the 3rd quarter.
Colin Ork in that quarterback now for Coldwater.
I see that.
That handoff went to Chris Vandenhout.
Nothing.
He was met in the backfield by the Harbor Creek Beavers.
Thus the nice round of applause that you heard right underneath us. With 8:30 left to go in the 4th quarter, Niles leading Kalamazoo Central in the smack West 20-14.
Pretty good.
A lot of coaches, though, considering the Niles coaching staff kind of cheap shot artists because of the game last week against Benton Harbor that ended prematurely because a fight broke out.
Wow. Hadn't heard anything about that.
3rd and 17, Colin Worth overthrew his receiver and it's intercepted. Tackled at the 18-yard line.
Logan Ashley with the interception for Harper Creek.
Colin Worth was last year's quarterback for the Cardinals on the JV team, and Luke Beckhusen was the receiver.
Right.
On Colin Worth with his first varsity snaps, and he came close to getting a pick six rung up against him. 1st and 10, Beavers from the Coldwater 17-yard line, 7:07 left, 30-9. Harper Creek on top.
And a great opportunity for the Beavers to tack on another score here. They got the ball on the 17-yard line of Coldwater. 1st and 10 for them with 7:07 to go in the 4th quarter.
Still Trevor Johnson under center for the Beavers. Handoff goes to the big money man once again, Trenton Pruitt. Was that Pruitt? Thought I saw 22. No one was saying that. It was actually Brandon Hudson with the ball. Amazing how those sevens on the uniform look like twos.
He's been a money player for Harper Creek tonight, too.
Trenton Pruitt scoring 3 of the Beavers' scores. Touchdowns. Second and 3, good 7-yard gain there for Hudson.
Oh,
he fumbled the ball. Fast exchange between center and quarterback. see if the beavers recover.
Well, every indication is yes. I don't see any Coldwater players pointing the arrow the other direction.
It's a final between St. Joe and Portage Northern. The Bears improved to 4-0 by beating the Huskies 17-10.
That good ball game over there. Two really good football teams battling it out.
Of course, next week, Portage Northern and Portage Central do battle for the right to paint the goalposts at McCamley Field their school colors.
I'll pick Portage Central in that game. That's my early prediction for next week.
The same time that Coldwater and Sturgis meet for the 98th and possibly last time for a while. Third and five following the Beaver fumble recovery. Loss of two on the play. Johnson pitches a sweep right side to the 10. And Brandon Hudson knocked out near the 10-9-yard line.
Jake Bishop on the run for Harper.
So the Beavers going deep into their decidedly smaller bench than what Ed Greenman's probably used to.
Well, still got a bunch of good football players out there. There's no doubt about that.
Got a bunch of tremendous ball players on the JV ranks. Well, they don't get enough for the first down, and they're going to try for the field goal.
Travis Garlock on. I would think Mickey Berea would try this, but
Travis Garlock with the successfully converted field goal.
Harper Creek can beat you in a lot of different ways.
Yes, 33-9. They now lead with 5:04 left. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up next week for Harper Creek, it's going to be their homecoming. They host Battle Creek Central. They were drubbed by Lakeview earlier tonight, 40-0. And, of course, for the Coldwater Cardinals, we mentioned homecoming for them, taking on the Sturgis Trojans.
Absolutely. Big game coming up for the Cardinals. And I know the Cardinals won't have any trouble getting up for that game, even though they've got to be a little discouraged by the loss here tonight, too. Well, should be a loss here to Harper Creek. There's still 5 minutes to go in this game, but the Cardinals are trailing 33-9.
Thanks to a 27-yard field goal by Travis Garlock.
Well, that's three touchdowns and a field goal the Cardinals got to make up, and not much time to do that in. So, but again, next week it is Sturgis, and the Cardinals will be fired up for that game.
Kickoff is caught at the 6-yard line. Here comes the run-up. Oh, and leveled at the 24-yard line.
I think he ran into his own man, though.
Cooper Murphy, not quite sure what happened.
I think he ran into his brother.
Sawyer Murphy. Oh, the dinner table is going to be mighty interesting at the Murphy household tomorrow, Sunday.
They're giving the official tackle to Joe Stasa from Harper Creek, but
certainly Sawyer Murphy did not help Matt tonight.
Murphy boys ran into each other on that one. That happens in football once in a while.
And when it happens against your own brother, slightly more embarrassing. Orrick under center, the handoff going the right side of the line, a very short gain. I'm going to see new people trying different things out there on the field for the Cardinals now.
No gain for the Cardinals on that play. It's going to remain second down now and 10.
Cooper Murphy is split out as a receiver to the left side. right side of the line. Found a bit of an opening, and he stood up at the 28-yard line.
Harper Creek player lost his helmet.
So he'll have to come off for the one play, it looks like.
Number 10, Mickey Berea. Update from Union City. 33-6 in favor of the Chargers with 3:45 to go over the Athens Indians.
Again, the Chargers well on their way to maintaining a stranglehold on their little brown jug. Second and six for the Cardinals. 4 minutes left. 33-9. The Beavers lead. Moore, the handoff going left side of the line. Spin move. At the 32-yard line, he'll be slowed up and finally brought down.
Couple of updates via text from Athletic Director Jeff Hammond at Union City. Homer 44, Concord 6 at the end of the third.
Ooh, boy.
Don't have a time on this one, but Reading 6 and Spring Court 6.
Wow. You know what? Looking at the radar right now, it's getting a pretty decent line of showers moving through Coldwater and Branch County right now, but it's managed to stay away from Harper Creek for the most part.
That's good.
So all the worries that I had about possible thunder or lightning disruption, didn't have to worry about that at all as the Harper Creek Beavers call time with 3 minutes left to play in the game. They lead 33-9 at the end of the night. The Beavers will improve to 3-1 overall and 2-0 in the Smack East. The Cardinals will drop to 1-3 overall, 1-1 in East Division play. And we did get confirmation from Gary Baker as he made his way back into Coldwater. Very heavy rain right now. Sports editor for the Daily Reporter was up here for personal reasons because the son was honored. Pre-game ceremonies, the Harper Creek Rocket football program.
Always good to see Gary. Covers all of the high school sports action for all of our county schools and hits the road every once in a while.
It's going to be 4th-and-1 following that last play by the Cardinals, and the Cardinals will punt the ball away.
Now, they initially were going to run a play. That's why Harper took the timeout.
Good snap to Colin Wark and a good punt here this time. It's caught on the run at the 36-yard line. That is Tony Newman snowed under at the 43 and the flag thrown at the end of the play. Come on, guys.
The Tigers are moving along. The bottom of the fifth inning, Tigers are up 7-3 over the White Sox. Hoping to cut that magic number down to 3.
Or perhaps 2 with a Cleveland loss.
Yeah.
An illegal block to the back against the Harper Creek Beavers that will remain first down. It's now a final between Olivet and Kalamazoo Hackett. The Eagles remaining undefeated on the season with a 42-13 win over the Kalamazoo Hackett Fighting Irish.
Yeah, well, Olivet made it into the top 10 of rankings this week and looking to improve on that, move up a little bit, possibly. Baseball, the Indians are leading the Astros 2-1 on a rain delay in the middle of the seventh inning.
Harper Creek inserting backup quarterback Colton Swims, a 6-foot senior. Give is going to Trenton Pruitt. The money man brings the ball up to near midfield. Money man because he is responsible for 3 of Harper Creek scores.
Guy likes being in the end zone. At least he has tonight anyway for Harper Creek.
First and 10, Beavers from their 49-yard line, 2:46 left, 33-9. The Beavers lead. We're 2 minutes and 36 seconds away from having the win streak by Harper Creek over Coldwater extend to 21 years. Nice spin move by Jake Bishop.
Yep, and he's gone.
51-yard touchdown run for Jake Bishop.
Again, a little bit shoddy tackling on the Cardinals' behalf. Rebel Cardinals with a shot at Bishop. They let him get out of their arms, and he goes 51 yards for the TD for Harper Creek.
And we see all of the assistant coaches for Harper Creek have now vacated their coaches box. Score coming with 2:19 left. Extra point coming up. That's Travis Garlock in to attempt the point after this time. Oh, high snap to Trevor Johnson, and it's landed on by Travis Garlock. That was an intended fake point after attempt, which went horribly awry with a bad snap. It's no good, so with 2:19 left, 39-7. Beavers lead 39-9, rather. The Beavers lead the Cardinals by 30. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It will now be 21 years since the Coldwater Cardinals last beat the Harper Creek Beavers, a 51-yard touchdown run. I want the backup running back, Jake Bishop, adding six more points on the scoreboard. The failed point after now, making it a 39-9 lead for the Harper Creek Beavers over the Coldwater Cardinals from here in Battle Creek. Here comes the run-up, and Zach Testolin does what Zach Testolin does best, booms the ball, caught at the 4-yard line. Here comes the run back to the 15, found a seam to the 35-yard line.
Cooper Murphy on the return for Coldwater. Nice 30-yard return for Murphy.
Flying the string out with 2:13 left and the Cardinals down 30. Colin Wark, your backup quarterback, brings the team up to the ball at the 35-yard line. Wark, the handoff. Cooper Murphy stood up. If he got any gain, it may be just one.
That's about it. Just that.
Under 2 minutes left. No gain on the play. Second and 10 coming up.
Cardinals faithful have stuck with it, though, in support of their team. Fans all still in their seats over opposite our press box vantage point here.
Right underneath the what was the original Harper Creek Stadium press box. Going up the left side, another short gainer for the Coldwater Cardinals. Harper Creek Stadium, when it opened up, the press box used to face the west. They have kept that press box, but it's used most of the time for visiting coaching staffs.
It's hard to believe that that was the whole press box at one time.
Third and 8 with under a minute left to play. Colin Wark under center. And off goes to Chris Vandenhout, and he went backwards again. Clock continues to move. There's now 30 seconds left. we'll wait and see when the officials start the play clock. The Cardinals might not have to run another play.
Don't believe they're going to have to. Well, that's going to do it.
There's about a 3-second differential between the play and game clocks, and both teams are heading for their sidelines, getting ready to shake hands at the 50-yard line. 8 seconds left. A final score of the Harper Creek Beavers, 39, and the Coldwater Cardinals, 9. The Beavers improved to 3-1 overall, 2-0 in the SMAC East. The Cardinals dropped to 1-3 overall, 1-1 in East Division play. 39-9, the Beavers win by 30. Back with the postgame wrap after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You have your pick of places when you eat out, so why would you pick Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater? There are so many reasons. For example, when you stop by Sunday through Wednesday, you get a free appetizer with the purchase of any two entrees. Plus, kids eat free with the purchase of two entrees on those same days. Then there are weekly specials like grilled tenderloin tip kebabs, classic Caesar salad, herb-crusted chicken, and more. You can even eat out on the patio at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 on Fridays and Saturdays.
Whether it's keeping you warm during the winter, helping you get dinner on the table, or making sure your shower is warm in the morning. For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas has made your comfort their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season, or sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekontcha, 517-767-3502, or visit them on the web at nottawagas.com.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue, just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone, at Pines Behavioral Health. They believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not, no matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal. And now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass. Weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. OmniSource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Harper Creek Stadium, a game that started out with a lot of promise between the Coldwater Cardinals and the Harper Creek Beavers. What was the score at halftime once again?
Oh, you had me there. It was a lot closer than what it is.
Yeah.
At the half, it was 16-6.
So just a 10-point lead, and it was all Harper Creek really in the second half.
Yeah, then Coldwater came out and scored a field goal, 42-yarder by Blaze Watson. That made it 16-9. Harper came back and scored, made it 23-9. And at that point, the Cardinals were driving and had an opportunity to cut that score to 23-16, but they were knocking on the door but fumbled near the goal line and Harper recovered in the end zone, and they got it back on a touchback and went right down the field and scored and made it to 39 at the end of three, and then they tacked on 9 more in the fourth quarter.
Well, let's go ahead and bring you the scoring summary. Beavers got the ball first, and they scored first on a 15-play, 64-yard drive that took about 5:09. Check that. It didn't take 5:09. It took closer to 7 minutes there.
6:51.
6:51 to be more precise. Thank you. The Trevor Johnson pass to Brody Taylor. 20-yard touchdown pass. The PAT kick was good, making it 7-0 Beavers. And that was your score after one quarter of play. The Beavers scored once again as Cooper Murphy for Coldwater was tackled in the end zone for a safety, that coming with 3:42 left. And on the ensuing possession following the free kick, five-play, 45-yard drive. The scoring play was a 9-yard run by Trenton Pruitt, the first of his three touchdowns. But the Cardinals got back and scored at the end of the first quarter, a pass from Luke Beck using the Cooper Murphy complete. And the point after was no good. They tried for the two-point conversion, so your halftime score, 16-6. That last scoring play by the Cardinals, four plays, 57 yards. The Cardinals did score first on a 42-yard field goal by Blaze Watson. The tail end of a six-play, 55-yard drive to open up the third quarter, 16-9, but that was as close as the Cardinals would get. With 6:57 left to play in the third quarter, 5-yard run by Trenton Pruitt for the second of the three touchdowns. The PAT kick by Mickey Berea was good. 71-yard, six-play drive, 23-9 Beavers. And then with a minute 26 left, 24-yard run by Trenton Pruitt, passing off a six-play, 80-yard drive. The PAT kick by Mickey Berea was good, making it 30-9, and that was your score after three. About a 27-yard field goal by Harper Creek's Travis Garlock, good, with 5:04 left in the game, capping off a four-play, 8-yard drive, 33-9. Beavers on top, and then the final scoring play was a 51-yard touchdown run, a backup quarterback, Jake Bishop, capping off a two-play, 63-yard drive. Garlock's PAT kick, no good, 39-9, and that was your final score.
Well, for the Cardinals, a couple of big penalties really hurt. First being on that first drive that Harper Creek had in the first quarter, mm-hmm. which allowed them to continue that drive, and they went on to score. And another one a little bit into the second half that allowed Harper Creek to keep a drive going. And then, of course, the fumble at the goal line. That was the real stinger right there. And that really took the wind out of the Cardinals' sails. And Harper Creek able to come down the field and score right after that. And instead of potentially being down by one touchdown, you're down by three. So difference in the game right there is that big fumble.
Going over some of the other stats, Coldwater with 12 first downs, Harper Creek with 20. 39 plays on the ground for 106 yards net for the Cardinals. 38 plays on the ground for a total of 271 yards for the Harper Creek Beavers. Passing yardages, 141 for the Cardinals and just 92 for the Beavers. So all said and done, the Cardinals and the Beavers ran almost the same number of plays, 54 for the Cardinals for 247 yards, 56 for the Beavers, 363 yards. Each team had a 6-yard interception return. The Cardinals had two fumbles that were recovered by the Beavers. The Beavers fumbled once, but they were able to recover their own fumble. 5 penalties for the Cardinals for 35 yards. 4 penalties for the Beavers, 40 yards. Time of possession dominated by the Cardinals, 32-31 for them, 24-15 for the Beavers. And now your individual leaders on the ground, Cooper Murphy had 16 carries for 62 yards. Brian Garrett, 12 carries for 48 yards. Luke Beckhuis and 5 carries for 8 yards. And Luke Stempion, 3 carries for 2 yards. Luke Beckhuis, an 8 of 14 passing for 141 yards and one touchdown. Cooper Murphy receiving that one touchdown pass. He had 2 catches for 51 yards. Brian Garrett, 2 catches for 28. Luke Stempion, 2 catches for 21. And Ryan Hanley, 131-yard catch. That really helped set up the one Cardinal scoring drive. Colin Work punting, he had 4 kicks for 99 yards, averaging 24.8 per punt. And, of course, we have to mention the Blaze Watson field goal as well.
Yeah, 42-yarder. I got to believe that might be close to a record for Coldwater High School. Let's check that out somehow.
For the Harper Creek Beavers, Trenton Pruitt, 11 carries, 126 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Jake Bishop, 2 carries, 53 yards, and a touchdown. Anthony McNichols, 12 carries for just 46 yards. And Brandon Hudson, 9 carries for 33 yards. Trevor Johnson passing 9 of 18 for 92 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. It was Brody Taylor with 4 catches for 50 yards and a touchdown. Nicky Berea, 4 catches for 39. And Noah Hayes, 1 3-yard catch. Zach Testolan, 3 punts for a total of 146 yards. Averages 48.7 per punt. The longest was at 62-yarder near the end of the game.
What a guy.
Taking a look at the defensive stats, Ryan Hadley led the way with 7 solo tackles. Chris Vandenhout, 1 solo tackle and 5 assists for a total of 6. Darian Bradley had 5 tackles, including 1.5 tackles for a loss. Randy Brown, Tyler Rankin, Logan Taggart, Luke Stempion, and Steven Seltzer each 5 tackles, so a well-rounded defensive effort. Brandon Hudson and Trenton Pruitt led the tackling for the Beavers with 5 apiece.
Well, statistically, we pretty much played with Harper, but the scoreboard doesn't reflect that by any means. So, overall, you have to look at it as a positive night for the Cardinals in a lot of ways. But the end result is another loss for Coldwater. They now move to 1-3 on the season. But, again, the boys and the coaches and the whole student body will not have a problem getting ready for next week, Sean, as the Sturgis Trojans come in for what could be the last time, or could be the last time in a long time anyway, to take on the Cardinals. And it is homecoming week as well, so it's a big week at CHS coming up.
So where do you think the Coldwater football team stands right now? Do you think it was a kind of a step back taken in a few ways tonight?
No, I think it's still a learning process for them. It's a situation where we've been down for a while, and they're making progress. I mean, you listen to the other coaches when they talk about the Cardinals, and they really talk a lot about how much Coldwater has improved this year. Is it a step back? No. Again, I don't think so. I mean, there were some mistakes that we made, and those mistakes have to be minimized almost to the max when you play a team like Harper Creek. You can't afford any mistakes when you play a team like Harper Creek, and the two penalties, we lost a couple fumbles, and that one was just a backbreaker down at the goal line. That really, really, really was the knife, the knife in the heart, if you will.
I think you were saying a dagger in the chest. Yeah,
there we go,
back,
something like that. But anyway, it hurt, and it really took the wind out of the Cardinals' sails, especially with Harper coming back right down the field and putting up that touchdown. So, just some mistakes. We saw a lot of growth out of Luke Beckhuse tonight. Got the passing game going, and 8 out of 14 for 141 yards in the TD to Cooper Murphy. Some nice receptions from some of the other receivers out there and everything. So that's an aspect of the game that has been missing, from Coldwater football for the first 3 games for the most part. I didn't see the St. Joe game. I don't know how much we tried to pass in that, but the Portage Central game and the Battle Creek Central game, or Portage Northern game and the Battle Creek Central game that I saw, we just ran the football, maybe 5 passes, 7 passes in a game, and that was it. So,
or last week.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't think it's a step back at all. I think it's still part of the learning process and the growing process and learning how to win games. I mean, it's just something that...
I agree with you. It's basically teenage growing pains.
Absolutely. And it's something that we haven't been accustomed to for a while, being in football games. And we've been there against good teams. I mean, we played 3 solid teams, for sure. And, Battle Creek Central's improving, just like we are, and like Coach Korfar said, they're in the same boat that we are in. They were young last year, had almost everybody back. We were young last year, had almost every back, and we've improved. But we still got a ways to go to be with the Harper Creeks and the St. Joe's and the Portage Northerns of the world.
We'll take this one last break from McDonald's, the Branch and Hillsdale counties, and name our McDonald's player of the game.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge. Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
As a man who's lived a while, I feel obligated to share wisdom. Fellas, don't call cute girls dude. I've heard you do it. And make sure to try McDonald's 20-piece chicken McNuggets for just $4.99. They're tender, crispy, delicious, and numbers that encourage sharing. Maybe with that girl you used to call dude. 20-piece chicken McNuggets, just $4.99. Now there's more tender, dippable chicken to love. Price and participation may vary.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
With our McDonald's player of the game as the Harper Creek Beavers defeat the Coldwater Cardinals 39-9, but definitely we saw a step in the growth and maturing process for our McDonald's player of the game.
No doubt about it. We're going to name Luke Beck Hughes, the sophomore quarterback for the Cardinals, our McDonald's player of the game, and really just saw him take a step in the right direction in a way to move this team forward. And, you know, keep things going on the upswing with Coldwater football. The young sophomore did a stellar job out there tonight for the Cardinals. You know, he only rushed the ball 5 times for 8 yards, but he had a nice pickup on a carry around the left side here in the first half. But 8 of 14 passing, and it's been a long time since we've attempted 14 passes in a game. But 141 yards for young Luke to his receivers, and one TD. The TD pass to Cooper Murphy right at the end of the first half. So it's nice to see Luke make the progress that he's making. Obviously, Coach Corfire talked about getting more comfortable with him and throwing more things into the playbook for him. And, you know, for the most part, that part worked tonight. You know, a couple of penalties that hurt us, and the big fumble, obviously, at the goal line that really, really stung. And then, you know, again, you know, just going backwards just a little bit, the tackling really needs to be addressed. And I know that's really going to stick out when Coach Corfire takes a look at the film. But, you know, back to the player of the game, Luke Beck using just a tremendous job, and seeing a lot of growth out of that young man through the first 4 games. It's good to see.
So once again, Luke Beck Houston, 8 of 14 passing for 141 yards and a touchdown. He is our McDonald's player of the game as the Coldwater Cardinals fall to the Harper Creek Beavers 39-9, 21st consecutive win by the Beavers over the Cardinals. So it's back to work as the Cardinals prepare for their longtime arch rival, Sturgis, possibly the last meeting between the two schools. Plus, it's homecoming week, so a lot to think about in addition to thinking about what happened in last week's game, how to work on improving that for the next game.
Absolutely.
And not further on down the road.
Absolutely. You know, next week is huge for the Cardinals. And, you know, I know this one stings tonight because I really believe the Cardinals thought that they could play with Harper Creek, and for the most part they did. It's just they shot themselves in the foot a couple of times, and Harper Creek, being the good team that they are, they capitalized on those things, and were able to win this game in what looked like a real blowout. But Coldwater made Harper work for those touchdowns and the yardage that they got tonight. So, but the Cardinals shouldn't have any problems getting up for next week. You know, it's football against Sturgis, your arch rival. It's the last time you're going to play them for a while. It's homecoming week and all the activities and festivities that go along with that. So it's going to be a little tough for the coaches to keep the kids focused, I think, but that's always the case with homecoming week. Coaches are used to that sort of a thing, so I'm sure that they'll have ways to do that for the kids. But, yeah, you got your arch rival coming in, so it's going to be an exciting week of festivities and activities and all the things culminating with the homecoming football game next weekend.
You and I, Mike Side, back at Cardinal Field. The official pregame show getting underway at 6:30. But, of course, Kendall Laney and the entire WTVB gang will be Mike Side surrounding Coldwater High School before that, leading you up to the big game. They've been playing football against each other for close to 98 years, and this is looking to be the last time that the Sturgis Trojans and the Coldwater Cardinals do battle on the gridiron. So you won't want to miss that, either in person or on the radio on AM 1590 or FM 95.5 or online at WTVBAM.com. Coming up this weekend, it is race 2 in the NASCAR Chase for the Sprint Cup. the Sylvania 300 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway coming up on Sunday. Performance Racing Network coverage getting underway at 1 on Sunday afternoon. And then, of course, you and I back at Cardinal Field at 6:30 Friday for the homecoming game between Coldwater and Sturgis. That's a story from here at Harper Creek Stadium. For the Zen Master, Mike Spencer, back at the WTVB studios. For my broadcast partner, Al Rackesy, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Beavers. They post a 39-9 victory over the Coldwater Cardinals until homecoming night next Friday. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Keeley's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.